you're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday, August 23rd.
That it is. I don't know. I just keep agreeing with you. I have no idea.
You don't really know because you can't see the screen and you're not really sure what day of the week
it
is.
I'm terrible at remembering until I'm at my desk for about 4 hours.
And then you realize that it's not really the day you thought it was.
Yeah. I only know when it's Friday because that means I'm wearing jeans.
The important thing is remember where you parked unless you biked.
It's really fun when I can't remember if I biked or drove, or walked. That would take a long time.
Oh, enough about our memory. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin, live uncommon. Joining us by phone this morning, Paula Isaacson. She's co-founder of Faith Family Reunion. Paula, thanks so much for joining us on the Coffee Hour today.
Great. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Excited to talk more about Faith Family Reunion and learn more about caring for and reaching out to those family members who have who've been disconnected from the church, who have left the church or whatever phrase we might want to use, that we feel disconnected from them and that they're disconnected from the church. How did Faith Family Reunion begin? Tell us your story.
Well, Faith Family Reunion began really as a result of my walking away from the faith. I was gone for over 25 years. And in 2005, I had a mountain bike accident, which hit me on the head, if you will, woke me up. And I wasn't able to come back to faith by the Holy Spirit. I heard a still small voice saying, Paula, it's time to change. And I responded. And when that happened, I remember looking around, realizing and recognizing the pain and hurt I had caused my parents. My dad was a pastor, an LCMS pastor, and then later on became a professor at Concordia Ann Arbor and was teaching people how to become pastors. And here his daughter just walked away from the faith. And looking and seeing the hurt and pain I'd caused my parents, I wondered, what about other parents out there? Who did they turn to? Who did they talk to? So that's really how it started.
What are some of the misconceptions that a lot of us have about families who have people who have left the church? I think it's probably something that's more common than many of us realize to have family members that have maybe walked away. And it's not something that we very easily talk about, probably. But what are some of those misconceptions that we have about these families?
Well, I wanted to divide it into two different categories, if you will, of some misconceptions. First of all, Faith Family Reunion, we reach out to the parents of the prodigals to encourage them not to give up. And as I've been talking to these parents, many times parents or family members think it's their fault. They shoulder the entire responsibility and believe that family member walked away, especially if it's a child, they walked away from the faith because it's something that the parent did. And often they really haven't even asked, the person that walked away, why they walked away. They often really don't know. Second, when it comes to the individuals, and this is something we've discovered along the way, and it makes sense. We look at those who have walked away from faith and we think, why don't they understand the truth? Why don't they get it? You know, we try to witness to them. We try to share with them the truth of Scripture and God's love for them, but they don't understand. And it's confusing because at one time they did. But it's important to remember, it's like they have blinders on their eyes. They have now adopted the world view. So the way they look at the world, it's from the world view lens, not from the lens that we look at it as. So they have a whole different set of ground rules, game rules, understanding. Second, they often feel judged. And if you think about it, it comes in a couple of forms. When when I was away from the faith, I'll use myself as an example, I often felt guilty for a lot of the things that I did. It was an internal guilt. I wasn't sure what it was. But as we know it now, we know God, you know, we're doing something against God's will. You know, as believers, we understand that, but we understand there's forgiveness. We come and ask for forgiveness and then ask for forgiveness and we repent of what we have experienced or are done, and then we receive forgiveness. Now, those that are not walking in that Christian walk or in that faith, they just feel that guilt because they don't realize God is a loving God too. And so they have that, they walk around with that judgment. Then on top of that, when we come to them and say, how come you're not going to church? Why don't you believe anymore? We're actually heaping on more judgment and condemnation on them. And so it becomes a double whammy, if you will. And then what happens too is they look at Christians as not being authentic and judgmental because they don't really hear Christians, us, saying that we don't share our struggles with them. And so they don't think that we can relate to them. I don't know if that makes sense, but those are a couple of the things.
Yeah. So experiencing perceived judgment and feeling like they're being judged by others around them, really feeling the effects of the law, the consequences of their sin or original sin, living in a sinful world. So what then can we do as family, as loved ones? What can we do for those who have left the church or have walked away from the faith?
Well, basically, I kind of wanted to share, you know, how with Faith Family Reunion, how the approach that, that we have been coming to this with. So normally, the natural response is to look to the people that have left the faith, you know, and just look at them and see how can we reach them. And so, Faith Family Reunion, what our response is, we look to the parents. How can we encourage the parents, help them come to emotional place of peace so that they can go ahead and reach out to those that have left the faith, to their child? Because what happens is, if you think about it, you have all these parents, you know, that, I mean, usually when I go and do presentations or speak at churches, there's so many parents there that are dealing with this issue right now, and they just clam up and they shut up. And if we can encourage them, help them come to an emotional place of peace, and to be able to talk about it, and to be able to share with others and to learn that they're not alone, to receive encouragement, they then are able to reach out to their child, to their children, those that have left the faith. What ends up happening is they get so encouraged, even though, you know, that maybe the relationship is still strained between the child that has left the faith, but they become just so much more at peace, if you will, and have that support, encouragement, and they're able to reach out to their child. But many have told me after meeting in small groups and receiving regular encouragement that they want to go beyond the walls of their church and reach out to the lost. So what happens is, it seems to me, I think parents are the key in helping reach the lost, because they have been dealing with people that have left the faith. They know the responses. They know what to say. They know what not to say, because they have experienced what it's like to deal with that in a real life situation. And they almost become like the church's strategic missionary, if you will. Does that make sense?
So the parents understand the circumstances and the and they know their children probably best. Whether they be, you know, young adults or older children, they understand them and know them well enough that they can understand the circumstances and speak God's word faithfully applying law and gospel in those conversations.
Correct. But they, you know, once those parents are supported and encouraged, they are, again, I really believe that they're the key, you know, to reaching the lost because of that experience that they have.
Perhaps so. For parents of children who have left the church, it may simply be a matter of encouraging those parents to recognize that they, like others, have been given this this opportunity, this gift to speak the word, and as they are enabled, they can do so. And it doesn't solely depend on them, but as God works through that word that He shares through them. Yeah.
It's just so neat to see. I have over the years have spoken to many parents who. So basically, I should backtrack a little bit. Faith Family Reunion, what we do is I see this outreach as a door opener. It really creates a place to open conversation because the topic is often not talked about. So it's a door opener, getting parents to meet in small groups, to be able to encourage each other, to share stories, to show that, you know, that they're not alone, because so many parents think that they're alone. I have parents that come to me and say, I've never had a place to speak before, never had a safe place to be able to share what I'm going through. And so there's a safe place. And then that encouragement that they get. And then as the groups continue to meet, they are encouraged and strengthened, if you will. You know, where two or more are gathered, right? I am with them, and they just become like little lights, big lights, if you will. And they can't help but reach out to others. It's just really neat to see.
Paula, where can we learn more about Faith Family Reunion?
The website is faithfamilyreunion.com. And on the homepage, it has a bunch of resources. We do retreats, day retreats at congregations. We also offer books and resources for parents to read, get encouragement, other ministry resources that are really helpful in learning how to reach out to those that have left the faith.
Paula Isaacson, co-founder of Faith Family Reunion. Find out more at faithfamilyreunion.com. Paula, thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
That does it for this segment. Coming up in just a little bit, we get to learn more about registration for the National Youth Gathering. Don't be intimidated. It's really not that hard, and we've got help for you. So stick around for more of the Coffee Hour right here on KFUO.